It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano, and hopefully his weekend went well. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. It went all good until yesterday morning.
I'd hate to ask what happened.
You tell me.
Yeah, I have no idea. We didn't get a forecast yesterday morning, and I called the Weather Center line and didn't get an answer, call back, and finally I said, you know what, I hate to do this on a Sunday, but I think it was around 10 o'clock in the morning that I called Pat and left a message at his home phone, and I hate to do that. I hate to do that.
Right.
So, was somebody just plain forget to show up, or did they oversleep?
Supposedly there was a problem with the cell phone. That's what I heard. But that's the second time in 3 weeks. So I'm not too thrilled. But anyhow, did you finally get your feeds?
Yeah, in the afternoon, yeah.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, not acceptable.
Did this happen to everybody?
Oh, there were, when I went into my computer, there were emails from everybody. So, I was waiting for an answer from the so-called on-duty meteorologist, and I didn't get a response until sometime yesterday afternoon. I think it had to be around 3 o'clock, with just a whole big alibi. Pretty much, the way I'll put this, he's on very thin ice.
Well, you can't, you can't do that at a normal job. Never mind being a meteorologist where you have radio stations where having a meteorologist is a very, very, very important thing for local radio stations.
Right.
We can deliver information quicker than TV. And local, much more localized than TV. And so, as a business owner like you, when something like this happens, it's a big time problem.
It's a big time problem. Absolutely. I mean, thank goodness the weather was quiet.
Yeah.
You know, so thank goodness for that. Had it been a major event, it would have been, that much worse. But we will get to the bottom of it. I just thought maybe you would know a little bit more than I do,
well,
but you
don't. Well, I got a message from him, which I found on the station phone this morning when I came in. Very low-key, apologetic, but basically saying his alarm didn't go off.
So that's got to be what he meant by his cell phone. I believe he uses his cell phone for an alarm.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do that.
Not
with a job like this. I mean, as you know, I don't use it a lot. And I just, but, you know, I'm doing it a long, long time. So, my body has a built-in alarm. And the same happens on the weekend. The only good thing on the weekend is when I open my eyes at 2:45, I think, oh, it's Saturday. And I close my eyes just as quickly, you know. But Monday through Friday, up I go, you know. So, there's no, to me, these are signs of exactly where these people will be going as far as a career.
Yeah. Now, did you make him call everybody, or did he do that?
I did not. No.
Okay. Well, at least he did that. I know he called me. I don't know if he called anybody else, but
I believe he did. But it still doesn't,
No.
It doesn't make up for for lost time. Period. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
with that out of the way, here it is Halloween, and as far as trick-or-treating this afternoon, there won't be a problem. Partly sunny skies, mid-60s. It'll be cloudy with showers coming in late tonight. What do I mean by late? I'm thinking after 9, 10 o'clock. So that should allow for any early trick-or-treaters to get their job done, and the low 50 to 55. There'll be showers here and there on Tuesday. They will move out late in the day. But it'll be another mild day, 65 to 70. Wednesday, nice, sunny, 70. Thursday, sunny, a little cooler, 60 to 65. But Friday and into the weekend, we should have fair skies continuing and very mild temperatures. I would say 65 to 70 degrees throughout the weekend. How about that?
Well, that's good news. And yeah. You know what's great about this is the true trick-or-treaters get to trick-or-treat fine, and the people that want to go out and have a little fun, raise a little cane, they're going to have to do that maybe in showers.
Yeah, if it's after 10 o'clock.
Well, that's where most of the chicanery happens.
Well, I don't know who could afford to do that on a weekday night, you know, with work the next day or school the next day. But I imagine there will be people out doing that.
Well, it always happens. It always happens.
Yeah. I imagine there will be. Yeah, you're right. I do have to go up to the lake house this weekend. I'm going to probably go Saturday. I have to meet with the contractors, and I'm glad about that. Because it'll be nice and mild, so it's not like I'm going to have to wear, you know, a coat and bundle up. I think I told you that he texted me, sent me a picture.
Yep.
With the guy holding the hose and the water pouring out of the hose because they did the well. So I guess that portion of the job is done, and now I think it goes to the inside, and I think that's where all the questions are. So he wants to. He wants to, you know, nail it down and find out exactly what he's supposed to be doing. So we'll do that on Saturday, and that's it. As far as the weekend, I told you I had friends over Saturday for the, quote, annual Halloween dinner, and that went over real well.
What'd you have for dinner?
Mummy meatloaf. And they were individualized. So I had a mummy for each person, a meatloaf.
Were they wrapped in bacon?
No, they were not wrapped with dough.
Okay.
Then empanadas, chicken empanadas.
Ooh.
Let me go through this whole thing. Chicken empanadas. Cauliflower patties, which always come out very tasty. And a big tray of baked rigatoni. Said a big ziti baked rigatoni. And that went over real well. And a big salad.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so that was the dinner. That went over real well. And then there was a lot of dessert. I remember seeing probably your favorite, a chocolate fudge layer cake with orange buttercream on it. I went and touched that with a 10-foot pole. Another friend of mine made his own mini Linzer tarts. They were very good. And Joanne came, and her and her husband brought a big homemade cheesecake,
so
which was creamy and delicious.
I would love the cheesecake.
Yeah.
I would also love the what you mentioned before that.
The chocolate layer cake?
No.
The Linzer tarts.
Linzer tarts. Did anybody bring, like, an apple pie or anything like that?
Nobody brought that. Nope.
Oh, that's too bad.
That was it. That was the desserts, and I, you know, normally I would, you know, bake something real quick, but I said I'm not going to bake. There's enough cooking to do, and I'm sure that, you know, they will bring dessert. And that's what they did. They brought dessert. So that was a late night, but I tell you, Marshall, don't let anybody kid you. Even throwing a party like this for just a small amount of people is tons of work.
Oh yeah.
Tons of work.
And the work doesn't end when the party ends.
No, it does not. You're right. It's cleanup time.
It's the gift that keeps the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, really. It's a lot of work. A lot of work, you know. But
it's nice. It's nice to get together. It's nice to get together.
It is. It's just a little too soon after closing the cabin because, you know, last weekend I had my family, so that was another big fiasco. So there really hasn't been too much of a break since I closed up there. But now this weekend, there is a break. The only thing I have to do is take a ride up there and meet with the contractor. So that should be easy. My friend David, I spoke with him on Friday. For those of you who may be following it, he's still in the hospital. They removed 12 inches of his intestines.
Wow.
And while they were in there, they also moved his appendix. Yeah. Removed it. So until his body resumes normal functioning, they will not release him.
Yeah.
So he's not a happy camper.
No, but at least he's alive.
I kept saying, I said, David, you know, the worst is behind you now. It's just a little bit of a recovery. Yeah, you know, that kind of, because he's a very active guy. And he's dying to get back on the lake and fish. This is his prime time for fishing before it gets too cold.
Well, what he's got to understand is that he's got all next year to fish.
Well, yeah, that's what I told him. I said, look, there's all next summer to look forward to. He goes, yeah, you're right. But, you know, nothing was cheering him up. He's got still got a tube down his throat. So it was kind of hard for him to talk. Yeah. He sounds very raspy. But if I can get, if they allow visitors, you know, maybe I can get up there to see him when I go up on Saturday.
All right. Well, like I said, at least he's, my brother, who's been taking care of me, driving me to all my doctors, and
yeah,
especially, he came down with COVID with his wife over the weekend. He's okay.
But you still got it.
Yeah, but
got
so he and his wife.
Quarantine for 5 days.
Well, they're just going to lay low. Yeah, they're going to lay low for 5 days. But so that was my exciting weekend. I made it.
You didn't watch The Patient.
I didn't watch The Patient. I didn't watch anything but a documentary on Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'll get around to it. I don't know.
Well, on that note, folks, all I could say is I see the bad moon coming.
I see a bad moon arising. That's right.
Right. Yep.
Well, all I did was that. But I did cook. I did cook this weekend. I made a mushroom tart. I made some really great chili. I made an incredible pea soup. So I kept myself busy that way.
Okay, good for you.
All right. So, hey. Forget about Sunday. Let's move on and hope it doesn't happen again.
Yes, let's hope so.
And I'm sorry that I called your number
on the weekend. Don't worry about it. So partly sunny today, folks. Mid-60s. Showers don't come in until late today.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat DeGano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.